Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus entering Jerusalem on a donkey, symbolizing him as the king and foreshadowing his impending death. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 19, verses 35 to 38. So they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the colt, and helped Jesus to mount. As he rode along, the people were spreading their cloaks on the road. And now, as he was approaching the slope of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God aloud with joy for all the mighty deeds they had seen. They proclaimed, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." That's Luke chapter 19, verses 35 to 38.
So picture this, Jesus is about to make his grand entrance into Jerusalem, and let me tell you, it's about to get real intense. He's not rolling up in a fancy horse-drawn carriage or anything like that. Nope, he's riding on a humble donkey's colt. But don't let the simplicity fool you, because as he's making his way through the crowds, something big is happening. People are going wild, throwing their cloaks on the ground, shouting and praising God like there's no tomorrow. You can feel the energy in the air, it's electric. But this isn't just some random parade or a show for entertainment. No, it's packed with symbolism. In those days, the king of Israel would ride a donkey or a mule when he wanted to travel peacefully. And here's the kicker. Jesus deliberately chooses to ride on a donkey's colt. It's his way of saying, "Hey, I am the king." It's a bold and powerful statement. But it's not just about claiming royal status. Jesus knows that this triumphal entry into Jerusalem is a major turning point. Things are about to take a wild and tumultuous turn, leading up to his ultimate sacrifice on the cross. But he doesn't shy away from it. He embraces it with open arms. He knows what lies ahead, and he's ready to face it head on. So as we reflect on this incredible story, it calls us to acknowledge Jesus as the King of the universe. It's an invitation to renew our commitment to living a truly Christian life. And that means more than just going through the motions or attending church on Sundays. It means saying a firm no to the devil's temptations and all his sneaky tricks. It means following in the footsteps of Jesus, even when life gets tough and the road ahead seems uncertain. Just like Jesus embraced his destiny, we too are called to embrace our own unique journey, whatever it may be. Because here's the thing, Jesus didn't come to just be a king sitting on a throne basking in glory. No, he came to serve, to bring peace, and to ultimately sacrifice himself for the sake of humanity. And as his followers, we are called to do the same. So as we witness this powerful moment in the scripture, let's take a moment to reflect on what it means for us personally. Are we truly acknowledging Jesus as our King? Are we willing to live a life that reflects his teachings and example? It's a challenge, no doubt, but one that is worth accepting. Because when we embrace Jesus as our King, when we commit ourselves fully to a life of faith, we open ourselves up to an incredible journey, a journey that may have its challenges and trials, but also one filled with love, grace, and the assurance that we are not alone. So let's be like the crowds that day, throwing down our cloaks and shouting praises to our King. Let's rejoice in the presence of Jesus in our lives and allow his love to transform us from the inside out. And as we navigate the twists and turns of life, let's remember that as long as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we can face anything that comes our way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the triumphant entry of your Son, Jesus, into Jerusalem, we come before you with humble hearts. We thank you for the gift of your King, who willingly embraced his purpose and journey, even when it led him to the cross. Lord, we invite you to be the King of our hearts, to reign over our lives with love, grace, and wisdom. Help us follow in the footsteps of Jesus, acknowledging his kingship and living as his faithful disciples. Give us the strength to face life's challenges with unwavering faith, just as he did. May your presence guide us through the twists and turns of our journey, and may we find joy, love, and the unwavering assurance of your company along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. This is Amen. Goodbye, dear friends, as we part ways today. I want to express my heartfelt thanks for sharing this meaningful time together. Your presence has been a true blessing, and we are grateful for our connection. Before we say farewell, I'd like to encourage you to share the blessings of today's reflections with those you hold dear. May the wisdom and inspiration we've shared find a special place in their hearts, just as it has in ours. May your journeys be filled with peace, love, and an abundance of blessings. Until we meet again, take care, and may God's grace be with you always.